chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On the third day there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine gave out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what concern is that to you and me? My hour is not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now standing there were six stone water jars for the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 to 30 or 30 gallons. Jesus said to them, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the chief steward." So they took it out. When the steward tasted the water that had become wine, they did not know where it came from, though the servant who had drawn the water knew. The steward called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and then the inferior wine after the guests have become drunk. But you have kept the good wine until now." Jesus did this, the first of his signs, in Cana of Galilee, and revealed his glory, and the disciples believed in him. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Christ.
You may be seated. Maya, can I borrow you for a minute? Or for 7 minutes, maybe?
Now maybe is this working?
No.
I screwed around with the last week. That's okay.
All right.
How are you? Nervous?
Yeah. No. How much more is on there? A lot.
The idea blows my mind, I don't know about you. When we, all right, come on back. You can roll it up if you want, or you don't have to. The idea in our gospel reading talks about these jugs that are used for purification. Like 20 to 30 gallons, huge amounts. Jesus uses that as an example to explain this God of abundance, this God of more than we can even imagine. The idea that this role can't even begin to grasp God's love for us and the grace we receive. Just before our gospel reading, we have John's creation story. Thank you, ma'am.
Hey, what's up?
Phew, put it down on your sermon notes, you get credit for that. Ah. There's in the beginning, in chapter one, John speaks about how we have all received. Do you remember what John says, the phrase? Grace upon grace. And if we're really going to interpret that properly, it's really grace upon grace, upon grace, upon grace. It's like these jars of water turned into wine and more. It's like this roll of ribbon and more that we can all agree it has an ending, but God's love does not. We don't see this in the world, I don't think. This grace upon grace, which is why these jars showing us abundance, why this ribbon giving us a little tiny glimpse helps us to understand a little bit of who this God is. Grace upon grace, this never-ending love that no matter what we do, there's still enough for us. And there's still enough for that can be shared with the whole world, because God's love, like those huge jars or this roll of ribbon that never seems to end, that love for us continues forever and ever. And all God's people said together, Amen. Amen.